Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Saturday, February the 13th, 2021, and I have the honor to have Professor Paul on and Jeff, financial expert. And I want to cover a couple subjects real quick because I don't want disinformation flying on the internet any longer. One is we're under attack as far as the weather's concerned, and I want that to be the second subject, but the first to address is SCOTUS adds in Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell election fraud lawsuits to list the cases to be considered. Now, they're going to the Supreme Court with this, and it will be heard, whether it's heard at that time or scheduled or kicked out or whatever, their claims of the voter fraud, the evidence that they have. Now, that could shove it clear into October before it actually is heard by the Supreme Court, but at least it'll be heard. Now, there's a link in a story to that, a very accurate one, and I've got it, and I'll have it up with this radio show today. Along with, all you have to do is go to Lynn Wood, L-I-N-W-O-O-D, law.com, look at the complaint that he has. Also, Mike Lindell of MyPillow, you can download from michaeljlindell.com, I believe it is, and I have that all as well, the evidence that he has proven. Now, between it all, is it going to put Donald Trump back in the presidency? No. Are we under martial law conditions? That always happens during the transition period of one power to the other. That was the presidency. Now, we're all screwed. We got fucking screwed. We know that he won the election, but the American people took it. Now your devil boy, Biden, wants to put vaccinations in everybody and kill you before the end of the year. Now, Netanyahu's going crazy, and supposedly and reportedly, he's going to have the other third of this country vaccinated by the end of this month. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but there's two things that are probably going to happen. They're taking away your freedom of speech, your First Amendment right. We've already seen a takeover of the presidency with these voting machines they've been using on us to keep these bastards in power for years, along with the Westar satellite system, Daddy Bush, E-Systems, Dallas. Now, they're controlling the people. And now we're up to a point to where you don't have much freedom of speech anymore. They're taking everybody, removing them from Facebook and Twitter and all the stuff, and they won't allow anything to come out. That's your First Amendment right. And now they're talking by the end of the year, they want to tax everybody, Biden does, who owns a weapon in America, so they can identify you, then tax you, then you're going to have to pay a special insurance fee each year, and all this other bullshit. This way they can find out who it is. Now, they got everybody's name, Trump supporters, the true patriots out here, because you've been out here for the past few years tweeting all over the place and Twittering all over the place, or Twittering and Facebooking it. You've been posting it out there, your stories. They know who the hell you are. They know you're a patriotic American. Now, the problem is they know you got a gun. They've already identified you. You're a signature on the planet. They know everything about you. They're watching you have sex with your woman at night while your TV's off but plugged in. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. Hey, they've had that capability since the early 1990s. They ordered it to be done. Japanese and other TVs had to have that special device where they could listen to you and watch it, even if it's off. We are nothing but guinea pigs right now. And we got screwed. And now they're going to start rounding people up. I feel that will come. Those will be the ones they have to shut down that are outspoken yet. As they use these 15,000 National Guard military right now, getting ready to vaccinate everybody across the country in big stadiums. And they'll be set up by the end of this coming week. Now, they're using our military. Now, Biden says he's going to use the military to vaccinate everybody by the end of the year. Now, I have a Second Amendment right. I have the right to say, no, I'm not going to take a vaccination. And I have a Second Amendment right that I carry in my pocket to ensure that I don't take a vaccination. That day is going to come. I know it's going to come. Or you're going to be standing, as Joe said, at the checkout line to use your bank card. And they're going to say, sir, we don't use those anymore. Did you get your vaccination? Well, no. You got to have your vaccination so we can read your chip. if you're still alive and didn't die, like so many people are dying right now, 4 hours after, or within 2 weeks after these vaccinations, they're dropping like flies. If you listen to Charlene the nurse, she read from the CDC's website, and 2 days later, the entire website, that page disappeared of all the deaths and who they were. So this election fraud pertaining to Sidney Powell and supposedly Trump, and Trump's going to be put back in, and all these lies that are flying all over the internet, I want to set you straight. Right here, you can go to www.linwoodlaw.com or sidneypowell.com, and there are the briefs that they have filed that will be heard either in February or set for an October or November time frame to be heard. But it's not going to put your President Trump back in office. We have a bunch of thieves that are in there, a bunch of liars, fruitcakes, Satan's little team, and there's two things I believe that are going to start a true revolution. And 8 out of 10 of the military will back the American people, and we've seen it with them standing down in over these capitals being surrounded by militia type and patriots over everything from gun confiscation to lockdown of the state and all the other, saying, no, you aren't going to do this. Now, the American people are going to rise when those that don't care to have the vaccination are forced to have the vaccination, and or they're going to rise when they come to get their guns. And their intent is to do both by the end of the year. With that said, Paul, would you join in with me here?
Yes, Stu, and because of some ambient noise in my background, Joffrey, could you take over for the next several minutes, and then I'll weigh in with my preamble and narrative.
Yeah, so when we were talking here, Stu, about certain countries that have, you know, people dropping like flies, or at least being adversely affected by the injectable. So if you're a country and you use a military force and you have a certain amount of people that are in your army, to what benefit, and I'll throw this at you and Paul both, to what benefit is it that you're reducing your military or your population in general when you are also trying to protect your own country or your nation from invasion or a foreign enemy? You typically do want some degree of manpower. Now, I realize we have weaponry that's a lot different now. You don't need maybe the numbers that you used to need, but it seems counterintuitive to disseminate your own population. And the reason I say this is odd to me is behind the scenes, don't you have to believe that the countries, the global leaders, maybe are all working in concert with each other in cooperation on an agenda that we're not part of? And so for them to do that, they really don't need, per se, if they're in agreement, a military quite like that in numbers of human power. My thought would be, you know, in Psalm 2, I believe it's Psalm 2, that the leaders of the world, the political stranglehold that they might have at that time, actually think they can wage war against God. So that isn't just one nation. That sounds like, you know, that sounds like the populace of the global elite thinking they can wage war on God. Well, they're everywhere. They're not just one country. So it almost seems as though population reduction certainly is the big bingo, and it really doesn't matter if it's young, old, middle-aged, doesn't matter, apparently. And are we really being fed a line about all the wars as far as, oh, we need to be over here, oh, we're protecting that, and really are we, I guess is my question. So I realize we've had various wars of influence on other countries, and what's come of those things has been part of deeper agenda sometimes.
It's the emergency, a lot of it's Emergency War Powers Act, and to kill people. As long as there is a war that the United States is involved with, the 1933 Emergency War Powers Act kicks in, and the president is a dictator. That's the reason he writes this executive order, that executive order. Biden went in there and did that right off the bat. But go ahead. But it is killing population all over the world. We've been doing. Others have too. Go ahead.
Sure. So with that perspective that you've just given, I don't think it's probably all that different among some of the other world leaders. And maybe behind the curtain, they're all yucking it up and having a glass of wine and having caviar and crackers or whatever. But we are, once again, I'm sure, in the crosshairs, and we are the pawns, and we are the pieces being moved, and yet so few of them move the world. And it's the way it's always been. So anyway, I'm putting that out there, that do we really have the perception of what we see with wars, is that really, really what's happening? Or are there gamesmanship and things being done behind the scenes that they're working in concert, and this is one big move orchestrated, of course, by Satan and his henchmen, ultimately, and there's a lot more cooperation behind the scenes than what we know?
Guys, I think you're nailing it. I want to start with a quote that's attributed to Mark Twain. I cannot verify it, but here's the line. It's a lot easier to fool the people than it is to convince the people they've been fooled. I use that as my opening salvo for you guys, the listeners, because I want to make a very, very clear point. We are fed nothing but false narratives, lies upon lies upon lies. We are in the middle of a psyop within a psyop within a psyop. Now, Stu rightly says, hey, we got to at least cover Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and Mike Lindell, because I want to talk about it, and I think the listener wants to hear about it, and I'm sure that we have many listeners that are beyond me even in what I'm about to say. The New World Order, the globalists, the Luciferians, the Satanists, the Cabal, the Nosferatu, the Jesuits, there are many names, many forces. Every military industrial intelligence complex is in on the game, and they've all signed on to the final battle, and that final battle is Armageddon, and that is a war against God, and they think they're going to win it. But believe it or not, we've got dystopia, more dystopia to come, and it's called World War III. Now, America figures in Bible prophecy prominently in Ezekiel, in Jeremiah, Revelation 18, and I'm just going to give away some preliminary scriptures, starting with Jeremiah 51:7-15. Please read it about 3 or 4 times before you want to disagree and call Stu and tell him, and, you know, explain how I don't have a clue. You got to read it, and if you think it's about prophecy in the time of Jeremiah, yeah, part of it might be, but within all prophecy, you've got about 3 different prophecies. You've got the first and second coming, and then you've got what happens after the second coming. And sometimes the current time is primary, sometimes secondary, sometimes tertiary. But I just want to point out that, remember, I can only say Achaemenid did a job, a nut job. He was the so-called president of Iran, and he would go and he'd speak to the United Nations, and he would pretend to represent a Iranian perspective. And I wish I could say his name right, Ahmadinejad, I think. And I called him Ahmadinejad. But you guys, he was using the signs and the symbols. And what I realized, of course, was I wasn't realizing it. It was just confirmation. Signs and symbols are what matter. Signs and symbols tell you what, how the world really works. And you see, at the very top, all military industrial intelligence complexes have been infiltrated. Now, I can take you back to the 1300s, but I've read a lot of the Jesuit stuff in the 1500s. And quite frankly, once you read that stuff, you'll know that Karl Marx was just a phony. Had alien dielectric had already been proved 200 years earlier, or was it 5,000 years earlier? Anyway, I want to make a point here. Donald Trump isn't coming back. No proof of faith in Tom Bowen. Tom Bowen was selected. Anyone that wants to believe that a New York liberal became a white Christian nationalist, I would just urge you to please question your thinking. I know. We had two choices, and we needed to pick a side. Now, I decided 48 years ago not to pick sides. I said they're all phony. They're all selected. And, you know, I had proposals as crazy as, hey, we ought to add the capacity to vote no to the Constitution. In other words, somebody has to expose these people. Now, Stu actually has done it for 38 years. My audience has been much smaller, but let me tell you what, it's been formidable. It's been, sometimes you just want to give up. Because here's the deal, guys. Trump was never on your side. Trump was never one of us. He never represented us. He was selected. He was playing a role. He's the same guy behind warp speed vaccines. He was the same guy that said he was going to lock her up. He was the same guy who said he was going to drain the swamp. He was the same guy that said he was going to get the border built. He was the same guy that was going to do this. He was the same guy that was going to do that. Now, did he really expose the New World Order and the Grimm's technology and the neo-feudalism, the scientific dictatorship? No, he didn't.
He gave Jerusalem an embassy. He gave Jerusalem an embassy, which is a violation of the Camp David Accords. Got Anwar Sadat assassinated in his own parade, military parade, if people remember that. Jimmy Carter and Anwar bin Sharia and Menachem, who was the one that signed for Israel?
Menachem Begin, Anwar Sadat, both were assassinated.
Yep, those two were assassinated. Jimmy Carter was thrown out of office under October surprise. He was the only president that we've had that is not evil, and I mean evil. And then you got Daddy Bush. He comes in and he's alien possessed, folks. Fallen angel possessed. He's running the White House, and that's what we've had ever since.
Thank you. Those are important distinctions. I want to move to the Oslo Accords, 1993, Washington D.C., and it was a totally occultic ceremony, absolutely occultic. And the Oslo Accords, I believe, are going to be, and that's where you really have the two-state solution more codified. And I believe Man of Perdition, The Little Prince, The Lawless One is going to confirm, now that Jerusalem has been made the timepiece for the world, the cup of trembling, the person stone, it all comes out Zionism in Israel. And so we can all have opinions on it. But what I think is going to happen, excuse me, guys, I have to, I need somebody to take over.
Here, I want to read.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's difficult for you to do the show today for whatever reason. And here's something that, look, isn't two-thirds of mankind supposed to die during the Great Tribulation, which I feel we are in? We are at the end. And with the power that they've got, oh my God. This is out of Revelation 13:13, and it's, and he performed great miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Haven't they already done that with 9-1-1, the death ray? Because of the signs he was given, I got a very small print, I'm getting a little blind anymore. Because of the signs he was given full in, wait a minute, full view. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that he could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number, for it is man's number, his number, 666. Now, what better way to get everybody on the planet to two-thirds to die? Oh, we have a COVID virus. You must take the vaccination. Now, Paul has explained it. Joe has explained it on previous shows. It's protein, protein, protein. Your immune system overloads and eventually you die. So many people are dying from where it was read off the CDC's website by Charlene the other day, the nurse, when we had her on, that they took it down. It was that powerful. All these deaths, 4,000 some odd deaths out of the first round of those that got the vaccination. All kinds of numbers were in there. And all these people that are dying within 2 weeks of this heart attack. And that's their first dose. Now, folks, could this be two-thirds of mankind dies because he took the mark of the beast? It's got the chip in it also. I'm just asking that question. We all been deceived on what it really is going to happen at the very end. Except there are going to be a lot of people dead. And they're on their agenda to kill everybody. Jeff, jump in here.
Yeah, so what you read, Stu, you know, is just tremendous insight into what is coming. And we get the blueprint. We get to see or hear about what's going to happen. Now, first you get the beast or the Antichrist or the beast, and I lose the order on this, but you know, the one breathes life into the image and gives life back. So we get to a point to where the beast asks for, or the false prophet asks for worship, to be worshipped, or you're put to death. So far, I guess trying to get the order of it, so far we have not seen that individual say, hey, worship me or die. We're not there yet. And then he requires that you get his mark, whether it's on your hand or your forehead. So we haven't seen that yet. So I say, looking at Scripture, and as Paul has said, it doesn't necessarily have to be linear, but it sounds very much like we're going to see some amazing things happen with, I believe it's the beast and the false prophet, who gets mortally wounded. He's given life again, or the image, and maybe it's something that's not even human. That's given life, that requires worship and requires you do things his way or you're dead. So we're not quite there, but I would have to say, Stu, in agreement with you, we are walking up those stairs and we maybe don't have a whole lot further to go to get there.
Yeah, that's my point, because I'm seeing it all around me. I'm seeing what they're doing to people and their freedoms of keeping videos up or posting on these various supposedly open sites where you could do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's round one. And Biden's really cracking down. I'll tell you, the cyber attacks, folks, I've talked about it before, but if you look at one of my last postings this past couple of weeks, you can see Israel based out of Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, whichever it was, they're all hooked in with the United States government's phone system. They control it. They control it worldwide. They were all that insula, all that backdoor stuff. That we're all a planet. We're a mark on the planet. We're signatures. Super spooks have taught me. You can't get away from it. You're glowing on the planet already. You don't have to have a cell phone on you and you're glowing on the planet. They already know where you're at. They already got everybody tagged.
The shadow government is worldwide. Now, there is some double crossing, some triple crossing, and some quadruple crossing that has to occur. I happen to subscribe to a non-linearity on the book of Revelation. So let's just recap quickly the book of Revelation. What you have, you're introduced to seven seals, and then there are seven vials or seven bowls, and then there are seven trumpets. Now, there is a doctrine out there. It's called the pre-tribulation rapture. If you are a pre-tribulation rapture, I don't engage. They call it the blessed hope. all of us in the affluent world, we're going to get taken out of here. We don't have to go through any of this. Now, obviously, I think it's preposterous. And what they call rightly dividing the Word of God and Second Timothy and their blessed hope, I got to tell you what, I can't explain it. I've studied it. I try to get it. Anyway, what I'm suggesting, my recurring theme, I started off with a quote about Mark Twain saying it's far easier to fool the people than convince them they've been fooled. And it isn't just the pre-tribulation rapture or that the Bible is linear. The Bible has never been linear. And of course, if there are others that can disprove this, then please call Stu. We'll have you on the show. And we'll let you talk, and we'll let you talk some more, and then we'll let you talk some more, and then we'll say, I've got a few questions for you. And, we are open-minded. But anyway, I want to make the point that it's far easier to fool us than it is to convince us that we've been fooled. Donald John Tromboni is another example of where we've been fooled. Now, those on the left, they say, oh, I hate him. I hate him. And I say, well, you're supposed to. What do you mean? Well, it's real clear. He is a manufactured, selected guy in the presidency. And John Tromboni has never cared about you or me or anybody else. He's a narcissist. He seems somewhat sincere. He puts on a good show. But he was going to lock her up. And he was going to lock him up. And, about all I can say is, you got to be really skeptical these days. And yeah, I know that bleeds over into the Bible. And I'm here to tell you guys, all we need is the faith of a mustard seed. And that mustard seed can really grow, but you got to get into the scriptures and understand that we are living in a dystopia. And these people are very serious about their new world order, and they're very serious about their age plus. And Stu, I think you made some pretty good points. Hey, they're coming after the First Amendment, and then they're coming after the Second Amendment. First Amendment being the freedom of speech, the Second Amendment being the right to bear arms and create a militia. They have everything very well planned. And so I guess I am going to move us in the direction that you better get right with God, and you better be hearing from God. And if God doesn't know you, you better figure out a way to get a relationship with Him, and that relationship is through Jesus, who redeemed us through His blood and His ascension. So, with that said, I want to just reiterate that people now on this Linwood stuff, Sidney Powell, Linwood seems like a real guy. Sidney Powell seems legitimate. I think Scott Bennett is legitimate. I think that Jim Fetzer is legitimate. That doesn't mean that they don't have biases, and that doesn't mean they haven't been infiltrated, and that doesn't mean they aren't being used. Think about how we have just been strung along. Now, not me necessarily, because I never believed in the first place, and not that I'm any smarter than anybody else. I've just been at this for 48 years, and I'm just personally tired of seeing people being stooged time after time after time. And here's my point. Within the Linwood camp, within the Powell camp, within the Supreme Court, they're all infiltrated. Everything is infiltrated, and everything is ultimately scripted, and people are used. And, it's never been very popular with me, but, God's in charge, and the truth of the matter is that God is allowing this to happen for a reason. And do I know that reason? No, because I don't understand the mind of God. I used to be so foolish. I used to be so, I still, couldn't go that direction. See, I thought I could figure out God. I thought I could understand the mind of God. The only way I can understand anything about God is what's in the scripture. And that's probably just a little bit. And I just want to urge everyone that's listening, prove me wrong, basically. Please be skeptical. Please be cautious. Please think very critically about the people, about the men you trust in. I just want to give you a couple scriptures here to consider. Jeremiah 17, Micah 17, I'm sorry, Micah 7, Micah 7, 5 in particular. And then, is it Psalm 118, you guys? No, I, you know, sometimes I lose it here, and before I know it, I'll be slurring my words. But I think we all got to realize that we put our trust in men, in man, at this late stage when, hey, we are American Babylon. We are a captured operation. I don't want to say there isn't any hope, because I believe in that George Washington vision that we read. But I also want to say, before we can get to that point where we can, for whatever reason, I would prophecy, the Chinese in the fifth column, they leave. Now, is it because all the nuclear reactors melt down? I don't know. You know what? I don't know Bible prophecy well enough to speak with conviction, other than I've read a lot about prophecy. And I got to tell you, you read the more you read, sometimes the more confused you get. But I've talked long enough. I'm urging caution, skepticism, critical thinking. Back to you guys.
Here, I want to add something. All of us have a role to do, and we can play an important role to break part of this up, and that's recall petitions on all these Congress and Senate. It's both the Republicans and the Democrats, folks. There's no difference in the party.
Thank you. Now,
I believe that Donald Trump, it was probably scripted for him to come in, but he had General Flynn behind him and Otis Johnson, who's dead, and Flynn got fired or arrested 2 weeks later. He's proved his innocence with Sidney Powell and so forth, but he's no longer in power, and neither is Trump. But as Otis said, if Mueller doesn't do his job, he'll find himself in a prison cell. Now, Otis worked with Casey, tried to bust Bush when Casey was going to testify, and Casey got shot in the head by Bush with a needle, gave him cerebral hemorrhage as he lies dying in Bethesda for 8 to 12 days, whatever it was. Otis saw him, and so did his other assistant. Otis saw and did things people couldn't believe. Punch in Otis Johnson on Stu Webb, look at the Glomar Explorer, picking up a nuclear sub, going into Russia as a farmer from Nebraska in order to take pictures of a military installation there that he couldn't get in any other way, as a co-op thing. I was telling Jeff earlier about it. Now, those guys thought they were going to do something, and it didn't happen. And now you have Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, lol.com, sidneypowell.com, and their briefs are up there. It'll go to the Supreme Court, maybe. It's to be heard this month. Their complaints, if you look at what Mike, it's under Michael J. Lindell, mypillow.com, or not my pill, but Michael J. Lindell, I think it is. I'll have the links up today. There's your proof and evidence of wrongdoing. You can't get any better than that. Now, true stuff, not lies. Oh, it's a military coup and all. Look, during transitions, remember, I did get a call from a spook that said we're under red alert. Now, that means we are under red alert. But I found out that and realized every transition team, every time a president takes over the new power, they always have us on red alert to keep us safe, keep our country safe. Now, what's disturbing is to watch them put 15,000 troops, National Guard, to give vaccinations out to the American people. That's very disturbing. For them to be saying that they're going to take everybody's guns or tax them and do this and that, that's very disturbing. It's very disturbing to watch the internet being cleansed of all truth. Oh, anything to do with vaccination, if you post on Facebook or Twitter, they're going to kick you off. Come on, folks. That's called First Amendment right. They're coming down our throat this year, and it's going to be very severe. And there's two things I think is going to set off a revolution. And when it happens, don't stop. If it starts in one place, keep it going. Make it happen. Take it completely over. Cleanse it up. You know your territory. It's your state. It's your county. It's your city. You know what has to be done. That's up to you. But there's two things I believe. When they start forcing everybody to have a vaccination, the guns are going to come out. And then that's going to be the big party. I see it coming. And there's no way around it. Possibly is. If people two or more, a mustard seed, the faith and belief of prayer changes things. But you got to get active as well. Be active. Recall petitions is magnificent. There's a story up on my site. There's the recall you do is fill in the blanks. Go file a $150 filing in most states. I think 42 states you can recall them in. Get rid of this Congress and Senate. Get rid of your public officials, state officials, governors. Get rid of them. All you got to do is get enough people down at the Walmarts with true signatures and a list from the voters of registered voters. Make copies for all your volunteers and compare notes at the end of the day. Cut and paste into one magnificent. No, we've almost got the numbers. Look here, we're only missing these people's names. Hunt them down at their house and ask them. You got their address, but you need their signature. But that's a real recall. Now, people are afraid to do recall. Heidi tried to do it up there in Nebraska, recall the mayor with some other people, but they were scared. People were scared to come out and get involved. Interesting, they were going to put power meters in, or what do they call them? The new meters.
Smart meters.
In Independence, Missouri. And they petitioned last year to put a stop to it, and they were successful. They got some attention on the local news about it, and they had people lined up to sign that and to throw those people out of office if they didn't reverse it. They never put smart meters in people's homes, the ones that are dumb enough to take it. But things can be done with recall petitions. You're removing them from office. Now, I made a statement publicly. I was going to start a recall petition here in Kansas City against Manuel Claver. Congressman Manuel Claver from Kansas City for drafting the petition to impeach Donald Trump. I'm going to wait till all the evidence is in of all his wrongdoing. It's going to be in the petition, and he's going to be removed because I have a lot of black audience listeners here in Kansas City. I'm going to be having a lot of volunteers. So you're coming out of office soon, punk, because I don't like you. Now, I'm asking people to get involved in prayer, serious prayer, against the enemy. Do it on a daily basis. Start asking God to bless you. Ask him to give you anointing, understanding. I don't know what else I can say, except for Jeff or Paul, one of you, lead us in prayer and close this thing.
Godfrey, maybe you can tie the knot here or start the ribbon and... You know, we rely on you because Stu and I, we have this capacity to sometimes go on rants. And I'm not saying we aren't making great points, but sometimes a guy like me starts talking and I do have a lot of information and a lot of passion. And Stu, you know, with an eidetic memory, a photographic memory, in his experience, we can go from 0 to Mach 6 in about 2 seconds. And so can you kind of wrap up? What have we said here today? I mean, I know what we've said, but boy, if you're a listener, you got to be saying, wow, that came at me like a fire hydrant.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are certainly that, and you guys are resources. I guess that's how I see it. Both resources. Some of the things that you both brought up is we're not powerless, and yet we may not be able to change things the way we think we want to change them. But if we can align ourselves with God, you know, we can be in His favor, and I guess that's kind of the crux of it. Before God ever really dealt with the enemy, He always dealt with His own people first. And there was always a good spanking that came upon the people when they disobeyed God. And, you know, it just doesn't take long for us to get out of God's will or for us to start thinking we are more than who we are ourselves. And that's the thing about all of us. And you guys are beacons in your own right for the things that you do, but you also need the people, and the people need each other. And the people make up the body of Christ. And this functioning of us together is such a critical thing that no one is really actually just a hand or just an eye, like Scripture talks about, or just the ear. We're part, we're little parts. We're all little parts of the body. But you know this, we will be the first to be cleaned up. God will not allow us to sit in our dirty playpen with a dirty diaper. It ain't going to happen. He's going to clean up his own household first. Then he will deal with the enemy. And you can see that theme, you can see that pattern especially in prophetic messages in the Old Testament with some of the minor prophets that I've been looking at lately, is there's always that first round is his own people, and then he will deal with the enemy. But sometimes it seems like it takes forever. And sometimes it seems insurmountable. But, you know, we're never in this alone, and that's the thing. I mean, we are a part of a functioning body. To do that, we have to rely on each other. So I guess I would say grateful to an audience that's willing to listen, but also, like Paul just said, hey, shoot questions, fire away. You know what? We don't have all the answers by any means. But we can hopefully steer you in a direction or be a beacon in areas that you need to think about. And I guess that's what I would take away from today. You both brought up things that we can do. You both brought up Scripture, which I love. And I think there's a whole subject that we could take on with Revelation 13 in some later show.
Oh, you have a good point. Now, I want to conclude something because it's another brain fart I had, and I think people need to know about it. Demonstrations such as Ferguson, Missouri, that got out of hand, if anybody didn't notice, everybody had been arrested within a period of time that we were there in Ferguson. They're spending time in jail. And the reason they did is because the United States government sent its robotoids. They're human robotoids. They look human. It breathes, it shits, it pisses now. The new models, as Otis told me, the updated ones. But they go and take your fingerprints. So they shake your hand. They're holding up a sign. They're black. And they're out there demonstrating with the rest of them holding up signs. And they shake everybody's hand before the evening's over. They got everybody's fingerprint. That's how they arrested everybody, folks. The technology is out here for them to infiltrate you with a robot if they want to. And you think it's looking good and it's sexy. It breathes, it screws, it does everything. That's the latest models. So you in the Patriot community, those of you who are Christians, keep your eyes open and be aware of what's surrounding you. Just thought I'd bring that up. Remember, never give up and never give in.
Yeah, you have really hit it on the head. We need to understand the enemy, but we also need to know ourselves. And so my last comment is get right with God, know yourself, and God will expose what you need to know about yourself.
Believe me, I've had the feelings, folks, of pulling off the road at a time, and I should have done it, but I was in a big hurry to get to a job that I was doing over there in Overland Park, real nice area, 179th and all, old house remodel I was doing at the time, and I had this buck on my ass, and I should have pulled over, and I didn't, a van, and they got me. But I had a feeling, something the Holy Spirit kept saying, pull over. Instead, I got a broken neck out of it, and, well, anyway, the hit team, the government hit team. You got to listen to your feeling, you got to listen to the Holy Spirit. And that's one time I didn't. It was a mistake. I was in a hurry.
We all are in a hurry, and we all have our own agenda. So I'm just going to start off by saying, Heavenly Father, we come to ask for mercy. And beyond your mercy, we ask for your knowledge and your wisdom. And show us how we need to repent. Show us how we need to have a relationship with you. In your name, in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, by his stripes, we ask for a hedge of protection. And we also ask that you reveal yourself to all of us, whether it's through a small voice, through dreams or visions, or through others who jolt us back into what reality really is, which you occupy and resist. Father, in Jesus' name, teach us, show us, help us to occupy and resist. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, yep. Jeff.
You bet, guys.
All right. Take care.
Have a good
one. We'll see you again.
All right.
Bye.